Father, we thank you this morning. You are worthy to be praised. We exalt you, Lord. You are the Lord, and that is your name. Your glory you will never share with any graven image. We honor you, mighty Father. We exalt you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are worthy to be praised, O Lord. We exalt you. Thank you, Father. We honor you, Lord. We bless your name. We praise you. We exalt you, Lord. You are good and you are kind. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are the Lord and that is your name. Oh, Lord, you are God from beginning to the end. We worship you, Lord. We exalt you. Oh, thank you for the life that you have given to us. Thank you for your mercy. We exalt you. Thank you, Lord. And Father, this morning, we are before you, Lord. We ask, Father, that you will bless us this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, righteous Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Tuesday, the 21st of April, 2026. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy. Honor him for his good, his kind, and his mercy endures forever. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and declare over your day that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, I declare by his word, the Lord go before me this day and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, I stand upon the word of the Lord. I speak to my day. This day, you are a day of blessing for me. In the name of Jesus, my going out today is blessed. In the name of Jesus, I open the gates of blessing over my day. In the name of Jesus, oh, I declare, lift up your head, O ye gate, and be ye lifted up in the everlasting doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle is the King of glory and is the one that goes ahead of me. Therefore, every gate of blessing of this day, I command you open in the name of Jesus. I speak to you this day, you are a day of blessing for me. In the name of Jesus, I stand upon the word of the Lord and I cancel every evil word, every evil imagination, every evil thought that is being set towards me. I cancel you. You have no place in my life today. In the name of Jesus, I stand upon the word of the Lord and I cancel every expression of darkness, expressions of infirmity, expressions of sickness. You are canceled over my day. Expression of accident, you are canceled over my day. In the name of Jesus, as I step out today, I will not walk into error. I will not walk into accident. I will not walk into the trap of the enemy. I will not walk into the trap of the wicked. My steps are ordered by the Spirit of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I am under the cover of the Almighty. I am under the shadow of the Almighty. In the name of Jesus, I declare today, lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. Oh, I receive my daily provision, for the Lord will supply all my needs according to his riches in glory by my Lord Jesus. Oh, I receive unstoppable flow of God's provision today. In the name of Jesus, I speak to you, O earth, you will yield your daily increase unto me. In the name of Jesus, my labor on you will not be a labor unto foolishness. I will not labor in foolishness. I will not labor in another man's vine. My labor is unto harvest. In the name of Jesus, I labor under the cloud of favor. Oh, the favor of the Lord is upon me. I am the one that the Lord has favor. I experience the favor of the Lord. I enjoy the favor of the Lord in all that I do. In the name of Jesus, I raise the standard of the Lord over my day. I declare any weapon that is put together to stand against me in this day, you will not prosper. In the name of Jesus, oh, the enemy will come in one way and they shall flee in seven places. For the Lord God is with me. For the Lord God is my shield. Is my shield upon my right hand. The sun shall not smite me by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord preserve me, preserve my life. The Lord preserve my going out and my coming in. From this day, from this time forth, and even forevermore, I am under the cover of the blood of Jesus. Oh, for his blood speaks good things concerning me. Oh, his blood cancel any form of evil that is programmed into this day. I therefore declare this day, all that is in you work together in my favor. All that is in you work together for my blessing in the name of Jesus. Testimonies is my portion. I declare my storehouses is blessed. The Lord bless the works of my hand in the name of Jesus. I assess the treasures of today. I assess the treasures of men. I gain access to the blessing of the day in the name of Jesus. I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Dearly beloved, I want to quickly remind you of our program. You know, I said it yesterday. This is a special program. By the grace of God, the podcast arm of this ministry is 6 years. 6 years that the Lord has been consistently and constantly helping us to push out his word out there every day, every morning. In the past 6 years, we are on the journey of the seventh year now. Oh, the Lord has been wonderful. So we are going to come together. We are going to celebrate in sharing the word as well. The theme for the program is the word. The word himself is word. We are going to come together on the 30th of this month. That is next week, Thursday, the last day of the month, the last Thursday of the month. We'll be coming together by 12 noon. 12 noon. The program is going to be between 12 and 2 p.m. by the grace of God at our place of fellowship, Olua Damilare Garden, beside National Open University, that is behind Tafu Arena at Jokudu Junction, Songo, Eleyele Road, in Ibadan here. The Lord bless you as you prepare to come. I would love to see you next week, Thursday, to fellowship with us during this program. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. By the grace of God this morning, there is something that the Spirit of the Lord laid upon my heart, and I want to believe it's for somebody. I want to share with you this morning. We are still on the subject of the word of the Lord. Remember, our anchor scripture is from the book of John chapter 8 verse 32. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. John 8 32. By the grace of God today, we are going to be looking at the word as a weapon. The word of the Lord as a weapon. I want you to read with me to the book of Hebrews chapter 4. I want to read verse 12 and verse 13. Then I will go back to 2 Corinthians chapter 10. I'm going to read verse 3 to verse 6. So firstly, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12 and verse 13. Now we want to look at using the word, seeing the word as a weapon in your hand as a believer. Hebrews 4, 12 and 13. For the word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a designer of the thoughts and intents of the earth. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Now let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Verse 3 to verse 6. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. I want you to listen very well. Pulling down of strongholds, casting down imagination, and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. I want you to go back to that verse 5. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Now, this place alone is a world of warfare. It's a world on which you are supposed to stand upon as a believer and cancel every stronghold of the enemy concerning you. Imagination, evil thoughts, either emanating from you or that is coming towards you, that is against the knowledge of Christ for your life, bringing them into captivity, pulling their strongholds down concerning your life. So as a believer today, I want you to see the word of the Lord as a weapon to stand against the manipulation of the enemy. The scripture says the word of God is quick and powerful, that is sharper than any two-edged sword. The word of the Lord is both offensive and defensive. It's both for you to stand and fight against the enemy, both to defend you and for you to fight against the devices of the enemy. The word has the capacity to pull down imagination, evil thoughts, and anything that is exalting itself against the word of God in your life. The word possesses the ability to pull them down. Pull down thoughts, imagination, the thoughts of evil against you. The word has the capacity to pull it down. Let me tell you something about the life of men. The scripture says the heart of men is desperately wicked and deceitful. You cannot know it. But do you know there is something that can see the intent of the heart? And that is the word of the Lord. The word of the Lord is able to stand and fight against every evil thought that is emanating towards you, either from you or towards you, that is emanating from a wicked heart towards you. The word of the Lord possesses the capacity to pull down every stronghold of evil imagination towards you, conspiracy of evil words that has been put together against you. The word of the Lord has the capacity to pull them down. The word of God is capable to break down the stronghold of the wicked against you, to destroy the devices of the enemy, to destroy, to frustrate the enterprise of the wicked against your destiny. The word is able to pull down the strongholds of the enemy around your life. All you need to do is to stand upon the word, for you to see the word as a weapon of warfare, to stand and use the word as a weapon to fight against the strongholds of the enemy. The word of God can pull down and frustrate evil conspiracy against you. The scripture says that surely they will come together, but their coming together is not by you. He said they will come together, surely they will gather, but their gathering will be scattered. Surely they will take counsel, but that their counsel will not stand. The word of God is able to pull down, not only pulling down, but to frustrate the conspiracy of the enemy against you. All you need to do is to stand and see the word as a weapon. Stand upon the word and declare the word upon your life. The word is able to frustrate the plan of the evil one. The book of Isaiah chapter 44 verse 25, that frustrates the tokens of the liars and maketh diviners mad and turneth wise men backward and maketh their knowledge foolish. The word of God is able to frustrate the tokens of the evil one. The word will just continue to scatter their plan. You rise up and you declare the word. The scripture says, wherever the word of the king is, there is authority. It is the word of the Lord. Nothing can stop the capacity of the word when you apply it in the right direction. There is nothing that can stop the capacity of the word. The word of God is complete on its own. It does not need your own private input. It's a complete word of the Lord. Remember, we have read it from the scripture, that the scriptures is not of any private interpretation, but men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. It is the very life of God. It's the breath of life. The breath of God is the word that you carry around. Beloved, I want you this morning to see the word as a weapon. See the word as a weapon in your hand and stand against the deception. Stand against the deception of the devil. Stand against the wiles of the evil one. Stand against the imagination of the wicked that is emanating towards you. Break every expression, every demonic expression that is around your life. Dearly beloved, allow the word of God to control your thoughts. Don't allow the expression of evil words in your mind. Pull them down. Do not allow them to build strongholds in your heart. Pull down the strongholds. Pull down their strongholds within you. Do not allow the expressions of the word of the wicked around you. Pull them down. Do not allow them to stand. The word of God that is in your life is strong enough to cancel evil word that anyone has spoken spoken concerning you. Do not celebrate any evil expression of negative word in your life. Stand up and declare them. Declare the word of the Lord. The scripture says, casting down every imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. It does not matter who said it or how it came out to you. Cancel them with the word of the Lord. Cancel evil words with the word of the Lord. Stand and activate the word. Confess the word. Speak the word to existence. Bring your word to life through the word of God. Feed life into your life by the word. There is life in the word of the Lord. Feed your life with the word of the Lord. Bring life into your life through his word. Remember from the book of Hebrews chapter 4 that we read, Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12, remember that the word is a sword that is sharper than any two-edged sword. The word is sharper and is alive. Don't stand with those that pervert the scripture. Do not stand in the company of those that make fun of the scripture. The word is powerful. Don't just believe the word. Yes, of course, it is good for you to believe, but then it is better when the word becomes active in your life. And how is the word active in your life? When you stand and speak the word. When you stand and declare the word. Stand and speak the word over your life. Declare the word of the Lord. Speak his word. He has sent his word. And he said that none of the word that proceed out of his mouth will return back to him void. He has said that that word that he has said concerning you, it will not return to him void. That which he has said it to do, it will perform it, and it will prosper in that which God has ordained. The word of God must prosper in your life. I don't know what word has come to you, either from the scripture, either from the mouth of the Lord, either by prophecy. That word must be fulfilled. The scripture says in the book of Psalm 107 verse 20, he sent his word, and his word healed them and delivered them from their destruction. The word is coming out to you already. Stand firm. Speak the word every morning. Release the word. Speak the word. Activate the word by speaking it every day. Confess the word. Speak it over your life. Even when it seems as if it's not happening, continue to speak the word. Continue to stand on the word and speak the word. He has said this concerning me, that my going out is blessed and my coming back is with testimony. He has said this concerning me, that there will be bread in my house and there will be food on my table. He has said that I should lift up my eyes unto him, that he is my very present help in times of trouble. Continue to speak the word. Declare his word, that he has said he will supply all my needs according to his riches in glory by the Lord Jesus. I declare that the word will become active in your life in the name of Jesus. I'm going to stop here this morning by the grace of God, and trusting that if the Lord will permit us, we are going to continue on the second part of the word as a weapon, as the Lord will be helping us. The Lord bless you in the name of Jesus. The Lord bless his word in your life in the name of Jesus. I put the blessings of the Lord upon you as you step out today. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you. The gracious hand of the Lord be upon your life. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace in the name of Jesus. And remember, dearly beloved, that the coming of the Lord Jesus is close by. Prepare yourself for his coming. It is well with you in Jesus' name. Thank you, and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.